And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Wayne Cotto, co-hosting today with us. Rock God Rick is out celebrating Valentine's Day with his lovely wife, for sure. Hey, we have a great show for today. We have the Ekstroms in the house. We have Tim and Duke Ekstrom of the Royal Star talking fishing here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. This President's Day, your San Diego County Ford dealers proudly salute you during the Ford President's Day Sell-A-Thon. Right now, get limited-time deals across Ford's award-winning lineup. The lineup features the versatile Ford Bronco Sport and the rugged Ford Bronco, built for every adventure, the capable Ford Explorer, and even the iconic Ford Mustang. It's your chance to save. Find the perfect Ford SUV designed with the power and utility you need now during the President's Day Sell-A-Thon. Everything ends February 16th, so don't wait. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealers today. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show for you lined up. The Ekstroms are in the house. Boy, are we going to have a good show. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. They've got a trip coming up for their lucky passengers. Right?
Yeah, they're gonna have some fun. You guys have the boat's loading as we speak, right?
As we speak, yeah. Getting ready to leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then,
on how many days?
It's a long one. We get back at the beginning of the month, and then we actually we've been tied up here for almost almost 4 weeks here, and we've been doing a lot of internal maintenance, little mechanical system stuff like that. We kind of break our maintenance into two pieces now. Take care of all the internal stuff, you know, mechanical systems, what needs to be serviced. And then at the conclusion of this trip, we do our annual haul out, and you know, we do a bunch of cosmetic stuff and take care of some other odds and ends. Anyway, that's going to be about a 5 week interval, and then we're back rolling at the beginning of April, first week of April, and you know, steady through the end of the year.
Nice. Yeah. A lot going on.
Yeah.
And you have a new partner, Tim.
I know it. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the official announcement. We've got Captain Duke Ekstrom here.
Yeah.
You know, fully credentialed, but now also co-owner Duke Ekstrom of Royal Star. Uncle Randy, who has, you know, been our partner and is Duke's godfather and has just been an incredible, contributor to the fishery and the history of sport fishing, the whole nine yards. I mean, everybody knows Randy's reputation speaks for itself, an incredible guy. But Randy is really been focusing on the commercial side. He's a local lobster fisherman, crab, all kinds of stuff.
He catches anything that
He's just an amazing, amazing individual. But he has decided to part with some of his shares of Royal Star. And he really wanted, it's a legacy thing for all of us, you know what I mean? And Duke's trajectory here through the past, especially the past few years, but really his passion for fishing his entire life, you know, we've all seen it. We've all nurtured it and been part of the journey. So
right.
It was really important to Randy to number one, provide that opportunity to somebody who really was passionate about this fishery, who we all felt would be a contributor, not in the short term, but the long term, that somebody who's going to help evolve this fishery into the, you know, the next 50 years, half century, whatever
right.
it may be. I mean, a long time. And who better than
Duke Ekstrom.
Duke Ekstrom, who at the ripe old age of 21 years old is now a co-owner of Royal Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Randy gave him the opportunity to buy his shares, and Duke, he took the big step, signed on the dotted line.
Congratulations, Duke.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, get right close to that mic. Tell us, how's that feel, huh?
It's a dang good feeling.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You know, there's a lot of high expectations, and you want to evolve the industry. You don't want to just be staying in one place. So I'm always
right.
thinking ahead of how we can enhance our
fishery.
Well, you
got some big shoes on that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do.
Well, you have good teachers, too, along with your dad. You have Uncle Roy Rose, and, of course, Gerby. And you have a lot of guys that support you, for sure, and a phenomenal crew.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we hearken back, and Randy and I had a lot of conversations with this. Brian also, you can imagine, Roy, we've all been involved in this. But between Randy and I, you know, we hearken back, and I can pull some pictures up that'll just make your heart melt. I mean, the first long-range trip that Duke made, he made a six-day with us. He was 5 years old. And then from that point on, he made – so when he was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 – up until about 11, when baseball really was dominant in his summer activity, he spent a month a year on the boat with us. And you can imagine how influential that is and how impactful that is on a young man who's just like a sponge, just absorbing all that information, all that knowledge, watching, you know, he came up under the tutelage, if you will, of Randy, of course, me, Brian, now Roy. I mean, that's a pretty solid foundation to
how many anglers are out there just so jealous right now listening to that story, being able to have that opportunity.
It is a, I mean, you know, obviously there's some advantage by birth, if you will, but at the same time, and we've talked about this before on the program, you know, nothing has been given to do nothing. He's earned everything.
Oh,
and if anything, you know, I mean, you think of some of the crew members that he came up under.
Total.
You know, Brett Roundtree, Joey Conrad, Blake Wassano, Paul Caramayo, the list goes on and on. You know, I mean, he was, if anything, and, you know, of course, we've got our guys down south. I mean, if anything, he has been subjected to a much more rigorous
They didn't give him anything new.
No.
That was a long-term hazing.
And they were, hazing. That's another. I mean, they were given plenty of encouragement by me to not go easy. You know, if anything, the standard was higher for Duke. You know, the bar was a lot higher, and he stepped up and exceeded those standards and expectations the whole time. He's a worker. He's a worker, which he certainly got from his mom and I. So
yeah, that's
anyway. You know, that's really important to us. You know, we all hear the stories, you know, the Lucky Sperm Club and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. That's not the case with
all right. Yeah, but congratulations to you. I mean, that's an accomplishment. And as a parent, you couldn't be prouder.
I'm proud beyond words. But also, I tell you what, man, I mean, this is like a blessing that I don't think very many people have the opportunity to really appreciate in life. I get to work shoulder to shoulder with my son. And we get along. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, he's got to question everything I do because he's my son, and you know we've got to have the back and forth. But it's that's superficial. You know, foundationally, we're actually in lockstep in a lot of ways. A lot of ways we, you know, how we see the world and how we go about our business. So we're incredibly blessed as such.
Well, the cross between the old school and the new school, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh man, you hit the nail on the head there, because I'll tell you what. Duke started running the boat last year while we were on it. He's going to start running trips here very shortly. Matter of fact, we've got him on the schedule. Memorial Day weekend is going to be his first trip that he runs solo.
Whoa,
captain.
Solo.
Oh, yeah.
How many days, Duke?
A three-day.
Nice.
First 3 days.
And he's, you know, going back again what we were saying earlier, talk about somebody being prepared. I mean, we see a lot of guys that kind of get, you know, it's a battlefield promotion. This is not a battlefield promotion. I don't think there's been a more prepared individual ever. You know, with the history he has, but going back to what I was saying, we put Duke on the wheel last year, and I mean, immediately, both Brian and I and Roy, we started learning stuff immediately. I mean, the how he operates the boat, the electronics, like just that, you know, man, it's a 21-year-old perspective and go away they go about things versus a 57-year-old or 58-year-old. You know,
are you out that old now?
Yeah. you think you got it all dialed in and figured out, and then you know here comes this kid, and you see, and you're like, holy smokes! Man.
It's like, but it's instinctual, yeah. Right?
How did I?
Why do you do it that way?
Yeah, how did I not know that? But the whole time he's sitting there going, "What are these guys doing it this way? There's a lot easier way to go about it."
Right?
He's like, step aside, old
step
man.
Aside. Yeah, exactly. So. There's some fish to be caught, right? I'm very close to home.
A lot.
Yeah, tell us about that, Duke.
There's a lot of bluefin anywhere from Ensenada all the way past the Uncle Sam Bank. There's just bluefin everywhere, ranging anywhere from 30 to well over 200 pounds. So
whoa.
The entire coast is just corroded in bluefin, and everyone's seeing it.
Yeah,
it's luckily, crazy. Some of us have been catching a few.
Yeah,
a lot of these
good size,
longer
huh?
boats. Yeah.
Well, you know the commercial fleet is out there and active.
Yeah,
now.
Barn Hill and the whole
yeah,
group.
They're
catching.
Yeah, they are. They did a lot of pre-flying. Adrian, who flies for them, you know, for 2 weeks before they set sail, he was flying up and down the coast, you know, mapping things out. And I mean the reports, man, he would seesaw bluefin literally from the border all the way down to west of Mag Bay and everywhere in between. You know, I mean there's a lot of bluefin around, a lot.
What a great sign for February.
Yeah, a lot of different size classes, too. I mean, there's fish in that 20 to 40-pound range and the 40 to 70, da-da-da, on and on and on, all the way up to those big giant ones that are down below. So, you know, the good news is it bodes very well for, you know, I know some of the guys are already inserting weekend trips, which is great because the fish is there. And I know the guys that have been doing those call net trips, they're seeing plenty of bluefin out there west of call net, and it doesn't bite right now, or they haven't had much success with it. But the stage is set for the spring, for the summer again. I mean, there's a lot of bluefin. And these guys, they got plenty to catch, the commercial fleet, but versus what has been seen, I mean, it's
yeah,
like,
they're not even scratched.
It's a drop in the bucket
exactly. Compared
to what's swimming around out there. So I think that the sign and all indications point again towards another really robust season of bluefin coming up here.
What is the fleet seeing on the bait situation? Because last year we saw bait going all the way down that coast.
There's bait everywhere.
Thick, right? Which is everywhere. What's bringing the fish in.
Yeah.
They have plenty to feed, and that bodes well for the sport fishing fleet also to have bait available.
Yep.
Right,
there's mackerel all across the whole entire coast. There's anchovy out on the outside a little bit, and we're seeing sardine mix too.
Exactly.
That's a good thing, because after last year's debacle with having a tough time finding sardine.
Yeah.
Nice to see good sardine.
I know on that last 12-day that we came back from, that was a month ago, but, I mean, the entire coast was just absolutely corroded in bait.
Sweet.
Sonar fishing at night, it was almost unfishable because there's so much bait.
And the water's so warm right now. 62, 63 around here.
Yeah.
Unheard of for February.
But yet we also got the storm upwellings, which brings up the nutrients and stuff. So we're getting that the best of both worlds right now.
Big storm coming in now. So
yeah, it's a big
is that going to be an issue with you guys?
No, we're actually leaving, getting out just ahead
of
it. I mean, talking about perfect timing. Yeah, and they actually delayed the arrival. It looked like we were going to, you know, take some of the beam from the southwest, but now it's not really going to hit until tomorrow night late, and we leave first thing in the morning. So the guys are going to be 120, 140 miles south before they'll get a little bit of wind on the beam going down, but you know, the brunt of it is going to be
that
well
behind that seasoned crew can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
The boat can handle it.
The boat's fine, yeah.
Big ride,
I mean, we're not looking for a storm to run through, you know what I mean? It's like we've outgrown that, but
not doing the force.
So are you running the trip?
No, I'm not. I'm actually. I got to stay behind. I had a little. I had a couple. I didn't talk about, you know, old people talk about their medical side. Had a couple hernias. Exactly. Had a couple hernias fixed a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to hold off.
No, you don't want to be gapping.
No, I'm right on the cusp of getting the green light to go full bore again. But you know, I'm not going to stand there and watch a 200-pounder that needs to be and not
jump
in there.
No, I'm not jumping there. Speaking of hernia surgery, I want to wish our good friend Bill Varney – does our newsletter. Get Well. He just had hernia surgery yesterday. So speaking of old guys, right?
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of part of that deal.
It's just, well, you know, they say,
yeah, especially you guys, man.
In fishing, two things are guaranteed: hernia and piles. I got one of the two.
Yeah. Hope you don't get the other one.
Exactly.
Yeah. So on a trip like this, so who's running? Is it Roy?
Yeah, Roy's going.
Captain Roy Rose.
Captain Roy Rose, Captain Brian Sims, Captain Duke Ekstrom, Captain Jackson Gandy, Captain...
Greg has one.
Greg has one.
Wow.
Anyway, we got
a full contention.
Yeah.
Captain Mikey.
Yeah. Captain Mikey, that's right.
So now when Gerb or Brian Sims and Roy are on the boat, is there one that says I'm in charge, or they both kind of in charge?
Well, you know, generally what I do it with them when I'm out with Roy too, because we double up quite a bit.
Yeah.
And
triple
up. We just split it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're in charge this day.
Yeah, or I'll just, you know, hey, you run the first half of the trip, and then I'll run the second half of the trip.
Gotcha.
You know, however it
compare
breaks down.
Notes.
Yeah, but even though, you know, one guy is actually physically operating the boat, and we obviously collaborate on the fishing moves and strategy and the whole nine yards. I mean, it's a pretty that's a power lineup, man.
Yeah, that
you know
is.
What I mean?
No kidding.
A lot of experience in there.
A lot. Yeah.
Incredible. And so what do you think Roy or Gerb's plan would be?
Well, I think it's go down. We're definitely going to focus on that big bluefin. That stuff that
on the way down?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly what Roy would say right now, because we get asked this all the time. We're going to go fishing.
Yeah. We're going to go fishing.
That's exactly what he would say.
Yeah.
We're going to go fishing.
I mean, that's first and foremost. But you know, if I had to guess, you're going to focus on that big bluefin. And those are, hey, man, they're big ones, like 150 to 300.
Yeah,
and a lot of, you know.
Andy Cates was on last weekend, and he said they had a 250 or something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of big ones. So, for sure, you know, weather permitting and timing, however it works out, I mean, that's going to be a focal point for the first part of the trip. And then, you know, who knows? You go where the information and the conditions take you.
Yeah, for sure. That's fantastic. So there's some spots of good size. I mean, these guys that are going with you, are they big elephant? Well, they're big fish guys.
Yeah.
They don't care whether it's blue
or
yellow,
really don't.
Right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Big tuna is what they want.
Okay, so let me throw this scenario at you, Duke. You find a really good spot on the way down, a big bluefin. You stick around before you continue south? Or
you don't run away from fish to go find fish.
Nice.
You need fish on the boat first.
That's,
and that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Limit it out.
If you see a really good sign of that 150 to 200 pound fish, those guys are going to go fish that. Now, if you're talking about 40 to 80 pound fish or 100 to 150 pound fish with a group like that, they don't necessarily fish it as hard as they would.
They want
the bigger ones.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen? Is it going to be daytime, nighttime? 24-hour type fishing?
It's not going to be 24-hour type fishing. You just can't do that on a trip like that. Not only are those people paying a lot of money to come out and go fish giant tuna, but they don't want to go do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, traveling down, what we did last time is we kept the machines running, and I drove the boat throughout the night, and if I saw any sign or if Roy saw any sign because he'd run the beginning half, then we'd stop on it and just try it for a little bit because you never know. Sadly, we had a full moon, so that was not ideal timing, but we saw a really good sign of fish. I mean, there was a few that were screen fillers, as you call them on the sonar, screen fillers. So
now, are these guys interested in Wahoo, or are they just for that?
They are.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's a great way to break up the ride, too. If you're having slow tuna fishing or you just don't see the sign on wherever you are, then you go troll around for those for a little bit and then come back in the afternoon and hope you get a little point.
Find that magic kelp patty.
That'll be fun.
Kelp, too.
Structure.
Yeah, the water's still warm down there.
Yeah.
So really, you get down that whole zone, you know, anywhere south of, say, Laos or Mag Bay, and there's a good opportunity.
Well, we had the storms up north that broke the kelp off, so that kelp's all down the coast now.
This is actually a really good year for kelp. I mean, we know that as far as the Wahoo production on kelp, but it was a good year for kelps, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kelp that was out there. I mean, some of those years when it's predominantly southerly or northerly current, you know, you go for days and not find kelp. You know, you might find some tumbleweed or something, but it just was non-existent. This year, there was a lot of good kelps.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to get this in there before I forget.
Sure.
Every once in a while this happens where a charter group will fall through or something happens. We have to adapt and change our schedule. We had a 7-day schedule in the first part of October for a long, long time. Anyway, the group couldn't get it together, however it shook out.
we added two new trips to our schedule.
Wow.
A four-day trip that departs Saturday, October 3rd, returns Wednesday, October 7th, and a three-day trip that departs Wednesday, October 7th, returns Saturday, October 10th.
Wow.
We put these trips on the schedule 3 days ago, and one of them already has 8 spots filled. The other one has 7 spots filled. But they're, you know, our schedule
that's
is
huge.
Our schedule is really impacted, and we're blessed for it and so appreciative. But this is an incredible opportunity. Usually, you know, I hear it more often. Yeah. I'd love to go fish on Royal Star, but I can't get on. You know,
right.
We've got trips where we have, I mean, they're like legacy trips where the same group of guys goes for years and years on end.
Yeah.
These are two brand new open trips, an open 4-day, open 3-day, again, Saturday, Wednesday, 4-day, Wednesday to Saturday, 3-day. And the one has, I'm looking at it right now, it has 16 spots available, and the 3-day has 17 spots available.
Wow.
Those spots will not be available
for very long. No,
they will not be.
Yeah,
so,
and they're just open party.
Open party.
Sponsors just
sign
on.
Yep.
Get going.
And great opportunity.
And limited to 24 people.
Yeah, if you haven't been on Royal Star, I just
Beginning of October?
That's an incredible time. Yeah, no, the timing of those trips is, number one, for that opportunity to come available at that time is, you know, again, it's a real
generally
anomaly.
Speaking, best time of the year for weather.
Incredible.
Weather,
really
good fishing.
Everything about it is like A plus.
So if you wanted to go on a shorter trip on the Royal Star,
and
four
you haven't been able to get
day.
On, this is the time right now. You can
and it's
call.
Not going to last. Obviously, you just put them up. They're already almost half full.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right. So
RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Just go ahead and go to your computer right now.
Yeah, make a
reservation. Get your reservation now because it's not going to make it by the time we go to the shows.
I think that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that you know, I mean, we threw it in there with the idea of having something available at the PCS show, but I
it's not
going to
make it.
That's
prime time.
Looked up. Yeah,
you're
going to
be at the PCS show.
I am.
All right,
I'm going to swing up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't be there the whole time, but we got the boat out, and it just coincides.
You're going to be in the Fisherman's Landing booth, I guess.
Of course.
Yeah.
We'll be in the boatyard and all that, so we're kind of juggling. But I know Roy's going to be up there.
Okay.
Duke's going to be up there.
Duke will be
I think
back.
We're going to send Jackson up there, Mike, and we're going to
have a whole contingent in and out of that.
Yeah, Roy's going to be in the Rollo booth.
Exactly.
Spinning the wheel.
Ah, okay.
Yes, he is.
So make sure you come by and say hi to Roy.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. A lot to talk about with Tim and Duke here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, we do. Boy, we have a great prize today. We have one lucky caller or texter. We'll get a full-day trip on the Mission Bell with Cameron out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Boy, is that going to be a great prize.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, some lucky caller, they're going to flip the coin, and one lucky caller or texter is going to win that. Hey, and we'll be right back here this morning. If you want to join us, we'd love to hear from you. Call in 833-288-0973 to reach us by phones, or better yet, text through the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can download the app for free and listen live or listen later on the archives, as well as text the show. Include your name and your phone number for all texts to be included to win the prize. We'll be giving away that at the end of the show to one lucky caller or texter, and we'll be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 97.3 The Fan, and YouTube and Facebook Live.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, are we having a great time in studio. Captain Tim and Duke Edstrom from the Royal Star inside here.
Yeah, and great. We have one line open at the fan. Kyle standing by, 833-288-0973. And lots of texts coming through. So let's jump into those phones while we can.
Yeah, let's listen to John from San Diego. What's going on, John?
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask the Edstroms what their favorite dish is from the galley.
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
Take it away, son.
Our newest head chef, Alex Benway, he prepares, so we usually at the end of the trip, we either have a calico bass lunch or some type of fish lunch. So that can involve calico, sea bass, whatever. He does a fish curry, all homemade, and that thing is pretty darn phenomenal.
Ooh.
I do like that. The fresh fish, especially since we... You know, it sits in the well for a day, and then we flay it, we process it all out, cut all the bloodline out, just like you get from the processor. And that product is just so amazing, especially after sitting in the well for a day.
So is it a yellow curry or a red curry?
It's a yellow curry that he does. Right. But he does red curry, too. He did it with tuna, and it was really good, too.
Ooh, that sounds good. Tuna,
he's done it with rock cod, did it with wahoo.
Yeah, the red rock cod.
What's your favorite dish, Jim?
I don't even have a favorite. There's so many of them that are so good. I should announce that. We haven't said anything about it. You know, our longtime chef, Cameron Ennis, he's been on there forever, 13 years, but he retired. He's gone this year. So he had a hell of a run with us.
Yeah.
Great guy, and he hung up his spurs. So we've got a new field coming in, but Alex took over. He's just done a phenomenal job. I mean, I could talk for an hour straight about how incredible Alex is and his enthusiasm for it. He's always trying new things. He's always looking for something different, and man, he's passionate about it.
Yeah.
He's already elevated from where it was, and I know, you know, I mean, we're gonna go into the stratosphere with the team we got coming up.
Oh, sure. So now, you have a favorite dish? You've been on the boat for a long time. What's your all-time favorite dish? Let's go back in history.
Well, I don't think I can narrow it down. I really don't, because there's been so many good ones. I mean, I love everything. I'm not a picky eater, but I'm a real fish eater. So,
yeah. You
know, those fresh fish meals.
Oh, yeah.
I remember one meal, and this was our prior chef. I'll never forget it, man. So they took this. We were fishing for big tuna, big yellowfin, like 175-pounder. They took the loin, and they grilled the thing. You know, they took like a chunk, call it the sushi cut, if you will.
Yeah.
You want it right in the middle of the block. And they
top line.
They built this beautiful salad, all these different greens and all, you know, whatever we had on it. It was with a phenomenal dressing. And they just lightly seared that loin, like rolled it on all three sides. Seared it so it was, you know, I don't know, maybe a quarter inch into it.
Yeah.
And then they sliced it, not paper thin, but just over paper thin, right? And they built that salad on top of that beautiful piece of that fresh tuna. Oh, my God.
I'm drooling. Stop it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Sounds so good.
I got a picture of it somewhere. I wish I could post it right now. It was so unbelievably delicious. Oh, and they had the
The piece of tuna was encrusted like with black sesame seeds.
Like a black tuna.
And salt crystals. Yeah. Yeah. But it was just seared a little tiny bit in that thin slice that's with a salad.
That's a five-star restaurant meal right there.
Well, World Star food is five-star restaurant quality food.
We're getting back to that point.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's pretty darn good. Hey, Scott, and he's a big fan from Escondido, says, everyone, I fished the Royal Star for my first time back in October on a Tiburon 11 day. The boat and crew were awesome, solid. Fishing with Roy was a blast, like always. The top highlight of the trip was the secret yellowtail spot that Roy and Duke found. It was straight big ones. Do you remember that, Duke?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to getting back on the boat in October. Thanks, Scott.
I'll tell you a little bit about that. So Roy and I, we already had a fantastic trip between the grouper. No. Don't even try.
The smokestack.
Yeah, the smokestack. Yeah. Yeah. But we already had a fantastic trip between big tuna, grouper, just exotics. So we went in there thinking, we went inside the coast trying to catch a few yellowtail. We had an all right morning. I think we had 40 or 50 nice yellows. But we were trying to.
Like, what's a nice yellow?
I'd call them 15 to 22 pounds.
Nice.
Kind of just a mediocre.
Nice, great. Mediocre.
Normal size yellowtail that you catch. Yeah, normal size yellowtail you catch down the coast. But as we were traveling up, Roy has these killer instincts of fishing because he's been doing it so long, as well as me. I've been doing it with him, so I've paid attention. Sure. You're just paying attention to the layout and you look at things. And we found this area. We call it the smokestack. We went in there. We went up tight. And we saw, I'm not kidding you, we probably saw like 1,000 yellowtail that are 1 pound on this shallow. They're about 1 pound. So we were like, man, there's got to be some life. And then underneath those yellows, we saw 3 giant ones. I mean, they were 40, 50 pounders.
Wow.
They were just lurking under them. So we anchored up, threw some bait, and instantly, we had 5 going.
Of the big ones.
And he was wondering, he's like, are they pulling drag? Everyone's just getting roped. Turns out we had 150 that were 35 all the way up to 67 pounds.
Oh, man!
67-pound yellowtail caught on a live bonita. And Roy casted it out, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I wasn't there, but that's one of my favorite stories.
Holy
like God. Because they were a little bonita mixed in. Like,
oh, okay.
So somebody caught one. Roy's like, put that thing on.
And the thing about Roy, Roy has instincts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gets almost a 70-pounder on the bonita.
On the bonita.
It was hard trying to let the boys fish, too, because they were grabbing the jig rods. Like, oh, my gosh, how are you guys not hooking these things? They're casting. I think Mikey had five or six of those 35, 40-pounders all in service iron. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And we hooked more
that's
of those
like the
giant
dream
ones.
Trip.
Roy casted out a scad that we got at the rocks. I mean, the thing was probably 4 or 5 pounds. The thing was huge. Shoulder hooked it and got smoked on it, too. The thing pulled drag. We broke it off.
Wow.
100 pound.
That's the lower back experience.
Broken
right
off on 100
pound.
But, I mean, it's like such an example, again, of like the good old days. Oh, it's just like the good old days. It still is.
Still is, man.
I can't even imagine using a bonita to catch a yellowtail, though.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to fathom that.
Yeah.
It's like a giant mackerel.
But you just got to, it goes back to, I mean, this is really our philosophy, core philosophy. It doesn't matter whether it's Brian, whether it's, God, how about that epic sea bass bite that you were on the boat?
Oh, yeah.
That Brian got on earlier in the year. We do that a lot. We just go fishing.
Fish, yeah.
We go
check
fishing.
Stuff out.
Yeah, we just go look. I mean, we'll run that coast, and are we successful every time? No. You know, I'll run the coast from, I'll tuck in at, whatever, I don't know, Turtle Bay or something, and just run all the way up the coast along around Eugenia, along the beach, and just
looking.
Just looking.
Yeah.
And
you know what signs there are.
And you know what? We've connected a bunch of times.
And that's coast that nobody fishes.
That's right. And just random stuff. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we were running, I remember we were down in Bahia San Cristobal, down there by San Pablo Point, running up the beach, we're half a mile off, and just, holy smoke, just big old area. Same thing, these jumbo yellows, because usually when you find them in there, they're big ones, just erupts. It's this giant foamer, these great big bastards, in like 3 fathoms, like 20 feet of water, right in on the beach. They had pushed all this bait in on the beach, and, we
got them on the other side of it.
Yeah, we got in there and just wailed on them. Jeez. I mean, we stopped for 25 or 30, all giant ones, same thing. But it's just an example of how, number one, we go about our business. Again, we just go fish. We go look.
Like Roy says, going fishing, right?
You go
so
fish.
We all are, though.
I mean, that's like, to me, that's the funnest part of it. And that really unleashes that opportunity.
I was going to say Brian had to stop. What did they get? 30 of those big old sea bass?
40 yeah,
of them?
Yeah,
whatever the hell it was.
So
same exact thing. They were in there. It was a bunch of bait. They were in 2-3 fathoms. And,
wow.
And made a drift. 12
feet of water.
Yeah, made a drift. And they get a great big sea bass. And Brian's like, hell, let's kick the anchor. I'll go back up there. And they had, I don't know what the hell it was.
20.
20 of them.
Big I'll tell ones. You that story in a minute, too. Big that, ones. That was funny.
Like 35 yeah. to 55 pounders. Great big bass.
Oh.
Where in a place we had never caught those before. Never, I mean, you know, never seen them before. Had never fished that before. And just random driving up the coast. Hey, let's try here.
Wow.
And you know, I mean, that to me is talk about the essence of our fishery, long range fishing. I mean, it's true of any fishing. If you fish, you know, you get surprised sometimes.
For sure.
But well, let's jump back in the phones, Wayne.
Yeah, let's talk to Alex in San Carlos. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I got a question for Captain. You know, it blows me away to see people become captains and boat owners, and I was just curious to know, like, what does it take to actually own a charter boat? And not only that, like, have one of the most successful boats out there. I mean, because you're a boat owner and you're managing your own business. I mean, it's pretty amazing to see. And at what point did you feel that you're ready to take that next step to own your own boat?
I, you know, in my personal case, I was really fortunate because when I, in particular when I started fishing, but especially when I had the opportunity to work on Royal Polaris when I was 19, like I knew the second I started fishing on that boat that that's what I wanted to do with my life. So what it took and what got me and everybody I know here in a position of ownership is a lot of years of dedicated hard effort. You know, it's not a, it's not a speed play. Not at all. You know, there's a lot of experience that you just have to gain. You have to earn by time in the water, and you got to have a passion for it too. It's funny. I was talking with my good friend, Mike Lausk, the other day up at the top of the landing about almost that exact same question that you had, and we both hearken back to just how much we absolutely loved fishing and loved this fishery, loved, you know, the pursuit of it, but also loved working with anglers, introducing new people to this fishery, and just, you know, infusing our passion into the business. I mean, you got to have a love for it. You really do.
Yeah.
Like there's nobody in this business that's successful at it that considers it a day job. They just go punch the clock.
It's not work.
I mean, it can't
be. Yeah.
Like, you just can't, you won't be successful because, you know what, man, I'm going to just say it. It's too hard of work. It is. Like,
you're not punching a clock.
It's too hard of work. Like, you know, going from, you know, the 24/7, I mean, you're married to these things when you own them. And, you know, between the mechanical side of it and like you said, managing the business, learning how to make it successful and profitable, because, you know, I mean, you got to put food on the table, and you know, the long hours.
But there's two sides of the coin. There's, well, three sides, right? There's the passion for fishing, there's the business acumen, and there's the customer service.
Absolutely.
Those three pieces.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because you do. You have to be passionate about that, too. You really do. I mean, I can't tell you how much pride that I have in providing this and this incredible product. And by product, I mean the whole package, from the time our anglers call Royal Star and they talk with Tracy, to the time they step on the boat, to the time they go to Fisherman's Processing and they have they're the beneficiaries of this incredible product that the boys put this effort into on the boat. You know, the whole product, I take such tremendous pride in that, and introducing again our anglers and as well as new people to how good it can be.
Yeah.
I mean,
speaking of Fisherman's Processing, I have a nice comment, right?
We got a special text from Eric Cord, Deputy Chief over at Law Enforcement for CDFW. He says, hey, it's Eric here. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Tim Ekstrom. As you know, the Fish and Game Commission just passed the updated sport fish processing regulations. The updated regulations are going to make it easier for someone to donate their fish to a charity through the processor if they choose. And also, updated regulations is better for enforcement for the processors, in my opinion. Tim and Ken Frankie at SAC were great to work with, and Tim and his wife
took the time to clearly explain which part of the regulations were important to the processing business while we listened and understood the enforcement concerns we had. In the end, we had a set of updated regulations that is good for both law enforcement and the processors. Thanks to Tim for the collaboration and glad we finally got it passed.
Eric Cord's amazing, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. I was just going to say, I'm seeing his praises.
So lucky to have him.
We really are. I mean, he's just a solid, down-to-earth guy that really, you know.
Fisherman.
Outdoors. He's got a real passion for the fishing and doing things right. And what a great opportunity. I mean, think about it. So, you know, we just read and hear all the time about government agencies coming in steamrolling and, you know, coming out with these onerous regs that everybody's just going, how the hell did this happen?
Right.
Those guys, they came to us and said, we're considering these updates. Let's collaborate. Let's work together so we don't come up with a set of regs that you know, blindside people and end up being a pain in the neck. I can't sing their praises loud enough, man. What an incredible opportunity. And they were so sincere and genuine to work with. And what the result is that we'd have a much better regulatory regimen now, streamlined, much easier for everybody to work with and interpret. So good on Eric. Thank you very much for the kind words.
Thank you.
I share
I think with the message I want to put out there, we work very hard to work with everybody to find solutions to problems. We don't fight. And this is one of those collaboration efforts that worked out in our favor because we worked together.
Amen.
We weren't just preaching. We were asking for people for help.
Absolutely.
So, hey, as you can hear, we got a lot going on with Tim and Duke here in the studio. We got Kyle standing by at the fans. Take your calls, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we'll be taking those calls, reading texts and catch reports, and a whole lot more with Tim and Duke. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sports fishing voice on Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder, and trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit Point Loma SportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Roy, we got Captains Tim and Duke Ekstrom here from the Royal Star. We're talking everything fishing. Hey, right before the break, we had Eric Cord chime in on a text. What a great thing. We work so hard to find solutions to work with CDFW on the regulatory side, but on the law enforcement too.
For sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Wayne.
Yeah, let's talk to John from Escondido. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And
Can't wait to fish with you, Duke. I'm going to try to get on the 7-day that you added on the 26th of December.
Yes.
From a 4-day to a 7-day. But can you explain a little bit about why Department of Fish and Wildlife would have anything to do after the fish is processed?
I think that's an answer for you.
Well, after the fish is processed, I mean, it's a sport caught fish. As long as you aren't selling it, you know, it's your fish, and they're not
you
involved.
You cannot sell or barter for sport caught
fish. That's right. Yeah. So that's really the main thing, and their focus was to again streamline and make it easier for us and them to. Again, ensure that fish isn't being sold, if you will.
Right.
I don't think it's, you know, there used to be, it was kind of loose, I think, and a long time ago. It hasn't been loose for many years, but there was a real concern about the amount of fish that was coming off of the local fleet and the long-range fleet and whether it was actually being sold either clandestinely or even some guys, you know, taking tags out, selling in the regular market. So, it was a concern before. I don't think it's as big of a concern, but I think it's you know, they tightened it up, so it's a lot easier to monitor
and the
that.
Rules are much more plain and simple.
Yeah, and we fully support that. I mean, you know, we don't want anybody selling any fish that's coming off of any one of these sport boats. Yeah.
We don't want anybody taking fish that they aren't going to use.
Absolutely.
We're all about conservation and sustainability of our sport.
Yep, right. That's absolutely. Exactly right. So anyway, we fully support that, and that among other objectives, that was the main one.
All right, good. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Hey, let's listen to Dave. Dave from Anza. What's going on, Dave?
Tim, Duke, we just enjoyed some more of that bluefin that we caught last summer on that Let's Talk hookup trip. That was an epic trip. We limited out the boat, and everything was big. That was a great job. So one thing I was wondering is I've looked at your schedule for the summer, and you're pretty much chartered out for the whole season, with the exception of that charter that fell through in October. A couple of weeks ago, a captain of the new Lowland was on, and he said he's 80% chartered out for the season. Do you think the San Diego fleet is going more to be in a charter operation where maybe me and a buddy might have a hard time finding an open party to be able to jump on a boat?
I do and I don't. Like, there's a fine line between there's charter boats and then there's open party boats, and more guys are leaning towards charters because of, obviously, the direct deposit and it's guaranteed money once you charter right. a group up, basically. But there's so many boats in this industry. I mean, this is just a fraction of what's up north and what's down south of us. You look at our industry, I mean, I'm looking at 20 boats right now, and I know that half of those are open party boats.
Right.
I mean, you
there's always going to be a spot for you, Dave.
There's always a spot on
whatever
boat.
But you need to book early, though, especially in a year like this, right, Tim?
Yeah,
and I think also, I mean, I'm looking at it from the angler's perspective. If I'm going fishing, I would much rather go with a group of my friends.
Right.
Yep. We get together and we all fish. Maybe it's two trips a year.
Yeah.
You know, I would much rather go with a group of my friends than just, you know, potluck, open party. That's not that there's anything wrong with open party. I mean, I worked, you know, Pacific Queen for many years. We had an open party the whole time. It was fun in the sun, man. It was awesome. It was great. But I again, as an individual now, I would much rather go, you know, I know I've got my dates ahead of time and you know, it's locked down, it's rock solid, I'm going with my group of friends. So there's a real appeal to the charter thing.
Yeah.
There's much more charter business now versus 30 years ago or 40 years ago for that exact reason.
Yeah.
But there's still going to be open party.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, for example, now something, and charters fall through. Like, for example, the one you talked about earlier in the show.
Right.
You have a 7-day trip that now you've broken down to two open party, a 4-day and a 3-day at the beginning of October that have spots available on the Royal Star.
That's right.
Which is unheard of.
Yeah.
It's a
real anomaly. And,
yeah.
and, you know, I don't want to get overconfident, but I'm going to say I'm very very confident that
you're going to be paid by the end of this show
because there's nothing else available on our schedule, and again,
or anybody else's.
And if you I'm going to warn you, if you want to book a 4-day trip in beginning of October and a 3-day trip at beginning of October in, on the Royal Star, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Don't think about it. Just do it.
Do it.
And because I mean, it's going to be gone.
Right. They're great dates, too. The first one, the 3rd through the 7th, that's a Saturday through a Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, and then a Wednesday through a Saturday, perfect. It's not like a weird, like, you know, in the middle of a week kind of thing. I mean, there's weekends incorporated in it. So, I mean, it's a really, really good opportunity. Rare opportunity.
It's funny, too, with the charter business. What you find is the groups get tighter and because it becomes friends getting together.
Exactly.
And if you want to get on some of those charters, you see the pictures and you watch the updates on how much fun they're having on those trips. It's not that you can't get on. You just got to get to know the charter master and then get on this wait list. So as somebody drops off, which happens all the time, you get on the wait list and you can get added in, hopefully.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, Marcos from Seaforth is MIA again, but I just want to mention this part of the show is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, where the place to get the car, your boat, your truck filled up with the lowest, absolute lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit also has is the best place to get the lowest price on ice and snacks for your trip, over 40-plus snacks, maybe 50 by now, all at only 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait, ice too, the whole thing. Ice is nearly half the price of other places, only $3.99 for 25 pounds. And you get 100 pounds of free ice on the 35-gallon fill. And also, Summit is the best place to get a $6 car wash, too. The best $6 car wash you'll ever have. Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. And hey, let's talk to Carl in Escondido before we jump. We run out of time here. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I was wondering, what's the smallest trip that you guys do? Like a 1.5 day, 2 day, 3 day?
We have 1 2-day charter available, and that's a group they're kind of a newer group. They're not a real old-time classic group that we've had. So they wanted a shorter trip, so we accommodated them with one. So we have 1 2-day, but the rest of it's 3-day and 4-day.
And the 2-day is closed. It's already chartered.
Yeah. But the reason for that is on a 2-day trip or a 1.5-day trip, you don't have enough time to really enjoy what that trip is about. Yeah. You don't have enough time to go try different things. For example, if you go out on a 3-day trip, and your first night you have a really successful night on those bluefin, now you have an opportunity to go fish yellowtail, go fish dorado, go fish yellowfin tuna, go fish rock cod. There's a lot more variety that you can incorporate on a 3-day trip as opposed to a 1.5-day trip where you're dedicated to one thing and one thing only.
Yeah. Or if you got to make a move. But if you want an opportunity, go on that 3-day trip, a shorter trip that Tim just announced in October. Jump on that. That'd be great.
In a boat our size, too, we want our anglers to enjoy what that boat is about. There's no bunk room. It's all staterooms. There's 3 meals a day, 2 snacks. It's a lot higher. It's a lot higher class operation than what you'd be getting on an overnight
on
trip,
an overnight, yeah.
Where you get the burgers on the grill and that.
Yeah.
That
it'll spoil you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's a total spoiler.
So that's why we really want to incorporate those 3 days for our anglers to really enjoy and see what Royal Star is about.
Yeah. Now you have a great text, huh, Wayne?
I do, and you guys got to know this one's coming, right? So we got Larry from San Diego going, "Good morning. Is there talks during the year with Mexican government about talking about getting into Guadalupe Island?"
No, not right now. I don't think there's anything formal going on. I know there's a lot of pressure, not from north of the border, because you know we respect that it's their resource and ultimately it's up to them. But I know there's a lot of entities down south of the border that would like to see access restored out there. So, you know, we're obviously fully in support of that, and we're exploring every avenue that comes available, but.
It's not going to happen right now.
No, and it's going to come up for review again, the management plan for the reserve. So we're not giving up on it. But right now, as far as there being is there anything, you know, afoot? No.
No. Let's sneak in another call.
Yeah, let's talk to John from Long Beach. What's going on, John?
Good morning, guys. Just happy to be awake and alive and
amen.
To the show. My question is to Duke. I'm doing a trip in December, and I want a wahoo fish. I mean, I know that when they go down to the rocks or the ridge, they wahoo fish, but what's the best trolling lure and what's the best jig to use for wahoo?
That's a great question, because that trip is designed for that. That way we can go down, because there's no other boats that are doing that trip that time of year. Everyone's doing either a 5-day or a 4-day, which we've been a part of for the last 3 years, and not only has it been successful, but it's also a little frustrating because you see all this fish down south, but you just don't have enough time to quite reach it. So I like those Nomad DTXs for those Wahoo. I don't know what it is about them, but they bite them a lot better than just your normal Marauder. Now, that being said, if we're traveling somewhere and we're at full cruise 10 knots, that's when I'd throw out a Marauder or one of those, they call them cowbells.
Yeah.
I would throw out something like that because those DTX, they just don't swim right at 10
or
knots.
Or the Mad Mac, right?
Yeah.
The Mad Mac.
The Mad Mac's fine for 10 knots.
Yeah,
but
the speed. The DTX can spin and
out
of the water.
At least when I'm driving and when he's driving, we don't drive the boat like a madman. We don't go 10 knots everywhere, trolling around and throwing a giant rooster tail everywhere because it's just not that productive. And then your trolling jigs aren't swimming right, and then you're tangled up half the time. It's just not productive. So for the way that we fish, I recommend those DTXs, 100%.
So next weekend on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have a couple guys from Shimano, and they have the new Ledge Runner that's coming out. So
looking forward to
that. Yeah, we'll have to hear more about that.
Well, as you can hear, that's the end of the first hour. We have another full hour coming your way on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Tim and Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star coming your way. We're saying goodbye to Kyle on the fan, but we've got you on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations. Plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. We will have exclusive products and promotions available only from us. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else at the show will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.